It isn't quite the first ever royal blog, but it does break new ground for the House of Windsor. The revamped website includes a daily diary, starring an informal and relaxed-looking Prince Charles, and includes such memorable lines as this.
I hope that, you know, the actual evaluation will show that it really is worth doing it.
The idea is to show a typical day in the life of a busy royal couple. Charles and Camilla are seen on a round of visits, first to a youth project in Birmingham, then on to Edgbaston Cricket Ground, where the Prince reminisces about his days as a player.
I tell you something, when I was in the Navy 30 years ago, one
period,
I had 7 months in Mr. Godstable, and I ended up joining the ship's cricket team.
Back in real time, the couple were today opening a new extension to Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. There's no details yet of how popular the new website is proving, but both seemed pleased with their reception.
This is just the sort of event that will be a regular feature on the new website, and for us loyal subjects it could be a big step into a new age. Gone are the days when you have to hang around on a cold pavement for hours to see just a glimpse of a royal. Now you can see it all from the comfort of your own keyboard.
After a busy day...
One former aide says the website could be a valuable tool for the Prince.
One of the problems that the royal family have always faced, not just today but in the past, is that unless they're seen in the national newspapers or on national television, they're believed to be doing nothing. What this does is brings out the fact that they are out and about around the country.
I don't think I'd have wanted to be Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Not yet YouTube, but OneTube does appear to be going down rather well. Harry Smith, ITV News.